Welcome to Coffee Talk from the Ground Up, an ECS podcast, where we strive to provide a more personable way to communicate with employees. I'm Steve Goslin, but you can call me Goose, and I'm part of our senior leadership team, and I'm joined here by Julie Smith, who is part of the marketing communications team and our resident chocoholic. Say hi, Julie.
Thanks, Steve. Hey, everyone. I'm glad you're joining us today. So, Steve, what are we doing here?
Great question, Julie. One of the struggles with a company our size is getting a message to the masses without it being diluted along the way. From projects and people to services and career insight, we hope this podcast helps provide an avenue to communicate the stories that are worth sharing. It's to learn about our culture and feel more connected, and to have some fun along the way.
So what you're saying is, we hope this podcast is educational, entertaining, and encouraging, with practical advice you can apply directly to your work and life.
Well said, Julie, and that's why you're in marketing.
So grab a cup and settle in. Our attorney makes us say this. This podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Nothing herein shall be construed as providing professional engineering services or used to establish the standard of care. This podcast and the comments contained therein represent only the personal views of the participants and do not reflect those of ECS. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or correction of errors.
We always start with a safety minute. And today's safety minute is actually related to the topic of the broadcast today of our podcast. We're going to be talking about movement, resting, and stretching. I'm going to go through the safety minute, and then I'm actually going to ask a question of y'all. To maintain physical well-being, people need to move their bodies. I mean, we all know that's what we're talking about today. If they're sedentary for long periods of time, they also need to rest when they're tired. This is especially helpful in reducing occurrences of overuse injuries and keeping workers alert. And you know, those are our biggest injury instances, are just people either not being loose, or especially with the weather getting cold, they just overexert themselves and they don't ask for help, things like that. Anyone that works at a desk using a computer all day needs to incorporate regular intervals of movement and stretch their hands, their wrists, their shoulders, their legs, their back. Workers who are continually on the go, and that's at least 50% of our workforce, need short but frequent periods of rest. Stretching overused muscles will benefit them as well. To add on to the safety minute, I'm just going to ask each of you, including you, Julie, because I know you're one that moves around a lot. Even though we're out and about, we spend a lot of time behind a computer, sitting down at a desk. What do you do during the day? Do you have stretches? Do you move around? Do you get up and walk? Brian and I used to work with a colleague that went out and rode his bike every day at lunch. I'll just start with Julie and work around the horn. So, Julie, what about you? What do you do during the day?
I definitely try and take walking breaks. If I have a phone call or a conversation that I can take with a coworker here in the office, but we can take laps outside, even just around our office, I try and do that. And, you know, I'm regularly filling up my water cup and maybe taking a lap around the building when I do that as well. So try to get some movement in every hour or so, just to get up, walk around, and reset my eyes, get some movement. So yeah, that's what I do.
Awesome. Drake, what about you, Mike?
I would agree with Julie, the same thing. I get up and walk around. I struggle sitting still because of ADHD. But so sitting still is not very good for me. So I get around, move around quite a bit, actually. Go into the clients' offices, go into the offices here in the office and talk to colleagues, and then get back to the computer or driving, one of the three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. And Lauren, what about you?
I actually have a standing desk. So that's my biggest hack to get some movement, is just be standing. Luckily, I work in downtown Chicago, so I usually try and plan my lunch so that I go a couple blocks away to get it. So I can get out, get some fresh air, as fresh air as you can get in downtown Chicago, and just get out, get some movement that way.
Okay. And Brian Moss.
Yeah, I'd echo the same. I get stiff if I sit too long. So about every hour I try and get up and get some movement. In the late fall and winter, our street actually has a pretty good sidewalk up and down the street. And there's a little lake at the end on Cogar Boulevard. So if I'm not at a client event, I'll even take a walk just walk up and down the street, a mile up the road, mile back, could get a couple miles in. I don't do it in the heat of the summer, but I enjoy just getting out and stretching and moving around.
All right. Well, excellent safety minute there. Just for our listeners, if you're stuck behind a desk, try to find time, plan time to get up, move around. Stretching is really important if you're sitting down all day for your lower back and your legs and shoulders. And then if you're out in the field, make sure that you're constantly staying loose, that your muscles are warm, things like that before you lift and use proper lifting techniques. All right. Well, good morning, everyone. If you haven't been listening up till now, you realize that we've got three of our more active employees on the call today. We've got Lauren Zangle, Mike Gruber, and Brian Moss joining us this morning on Coffee Talk. What we're going to do is just start out with some quick introductions and just tell us a little bit about yourself and your ECS journey and how you've gotten here. So, Lauren, we're going to start with you. You got the horn.
So I am sitting in Chicago. I am the business development manager for the environmental department. So started in January. Loving ECS so far.
All right, cool. And Mike?
I'm Mike Gruber. I'm with business development with ECS of Florida. I was in the past with Ellison Associates, which we were acquired by ECS in 2015. I was there for 35 years. So my journey continues. So I've been in the industry for starting in February, it'll be 41 years.
Yeah, excellent. And Brian Moss.
Brian Moss. I have been with ECS 25 years. I helped open the office with Steve Goslin and Steve Neese. I have had a variety of roles from environmental department manager, branch manager. I've been subsidiary environmental director. But I've been more involved day-to-day with business development in Greensboro for the last 7 years. And I really enjoy it. It's my passion to get out and see clients. I don't miss the HR stuff and dealing with all the headaches. So there are other headaches to deal with, but chasing work is easy, comes naturally to me. So I've really enjoyed it. And honestly, since I made the move from a management position to more of a business development position, I've been able to balance my lifestyle a lot better since making that move. I can get into that a little bit, but I find more time to exercise and spend time with my family and still do the job of getting work in the door and making sure we're feeding our troop.
Excellent. Okay. And just an aside, I've known Brian for almost 30 years. I came to North Carolina almost 30 years ago. I went to work at Law Engineering, and Brian and I became fast friends, working on projects together, chasing projects and chasing work. We spent a lot of time together, have worked really closely together. Like you said, he and I and Steve Neese opened up the Greensboro office. So Brian's a good guy, and he's a great friend as well, too. And we're lucky to have Brian, Mike, and Lauren on a call today. Really looking forward to what we have to say. You know, we try to find a way to find a little bit more and get to know our folks a little bit better on the podcast. So we've got a rapid fire to go here this morning. And I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to say your name, and then I'm going to ask a question of each of you. We'll start with Mike. Ice cream cone or snow cones?
Ice cream cone.
All right. Lauren, cardio or weights?
Both.
Oh, very good. All right. Brian Moss, jogging or hiking?
Both. Depends where I am.
There you go. All right, Mike. So while you're walking or riding your bike or running or working out, music or podcasts?
Neither.
Neither. There you go. Okay. Brian, how about you? Money or free time?
I am free time at this point. I enjoy the money, but I'm free time now.
I love it.
No doubt about that. If we ever have a financial savings podcast, we need to invite Brian back for that. He is very excellent, regimented at that. Okay, Lauren, iced coffee or hot coffee?
Hot coffee.
Yeah, I hear that. So, Brian, this is for you. Ocean or mountains?
Mountains. Take me there any day.
No doubt. All right, back to Lauren. Card game or board game?
How about we do something active?
Okay. All right. And Mike Gruber, bring us home here. Dog or cat?
Dog.
There you go. Emphatically, no doubt about it. Okay, we'll go through these questions with each of you, and we're going to go ahead and start with Lauren. So what's your favorite form of exercise?
Everything. I mean, it depends on the time of year, really. In the winter, I do a lot more weightlifting because it's kind of cold outside. Summer, I do a lot more cardio, hiking, outdoor, biking, anything. So it depends on the time of year. What's my favorite?
Yeah. So tell me about your lifting machines, free weights, use a bench, TRX. I mean, what is it that you do?
I do a little bit of everything, really. I'll do usually about 6 weeks of a free weight training program. Usually that's in the dead of winter when it's easier to just go to the gym and just throw some weights around. I get into the TRX, more body weight movement lifting, more towards the spring. My main goal is usually obstacle course races. So I usually structure my training around my obstacle course races in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Do you use bands?
Not usually. I have some, but I don't use them very often.
Wow. You sound a lot like my wife, Karen. You know, I use bands as well, too. And she's like, nah, just don't like the bands. Don't get into it. That's interesting. Okay. So why do you exercise?
I am just a crazy person, and I love doing things that people consider very difficult and just downright insane. And it's just kind of a point of pride for me to be able to say, it's a very good conversation starter, especially when it comes to clients. Just to be like, oh yeah, I did 5 Tough Mudders. People will be like, holy cow, how do you do that? And it's just a really good conversation to get things rolling with clients, find some common ground with working out, because everybody should be working out in some form. It makes me feel good. I like feeling strong and capable to be able to do anything physically.
Yeah, excellent, no doubt. Tell us a little bit about your favorite race or your experience maybe in a race or a competition.
My favorite race, they don't do it anymore. It's the Warrior Dash. I used to do at least 2 of them a year. It's the 5K Mud Run. They canceled that race series back in 2018, I believe. I still do Tough Mudders, which are the basically half marathon version. So they're usually about 12 miles, 20 some obstacles. That's usually my favorite thing. And my favorite part of doing those kinds of races is the camaraderie. And that's really why I do anything, is just to build relationships. Mm-hmm. So Tough Mudder I will do by myself, and I will fall into another team. And I've actually done that a couple times where I've made friends on the course who have been friends for life. And it's just it's a really fun way to meet people, because you're starting out with something in common that's very challenging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. That's very good. Any tips or advice or anything to our listeners today about a way to, you know, to increase their physical movement, fitness, or just to make things easy? A good place to start, maybe?
Find a partner. Find someone that's going to hold you accountable. I personally obviously I don't need too much of someone holding me accountable. I can do it myself, but I like setting goals. So either having someone help, like set a goal together to do a race in 3 months, and then you have to train for it. Or you have a goal that you want to lift a certain weight. So you have a gym buddy that will meet you at the gym at 5 a.m. every morning, whatever it is. Find something that holds you accountable. That's the best advice I have for anyone to get started.
Yeah, no doubt. Somebody that'll make sure that you get out of bed.
Yep.
Awesome. All right, Mike Gruber, we're going to switch to you. So what's your favorite form of exercise? What do you like to do?
Well, I love to run, I love to cycle, and I love to lift weights. I like all three of those.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more. So when you cycle, you know, I know it's pretty flat in Jacksonville. Is it long distances? Do you got some places where you can find some hills? I mean, what kind of cycling?
Okay, a little bit of both, Steve. As an example, this morning I got up and I've already done 35 miles this morning. Last weekend, I did a ride over in Ocala, which is not flat, very hilly. We had elevation change of 2,000 feet mm-hmm. in the ride, 44 miles. So combination thereof, the cycling in particular is like Lauren talked about, the camaraderie. You're with a lot of people. And it's a great opportunity to build relationships with all kinds of clients, because all kinds of clients love to exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a little known fact, everybody thinks that Florida's flat, but especially if you head west from Jacksonville towards the Panhandle, the Panhandle has really a lot of terrain, a big change in the topography there. Why do you exercise, Mr. Gruber?
I'm kind of like Lauren. I'm one of those unique individuals. I'm addicted to exercising. I don't have to be coerced to wake up in the morning to go do it. I love the feeling that it gives your physical body, the endorphins that it kicks in. It gives you, helps your self-esteem. You feel good. You feel good about yourself. And I'm just addicted to it. So I've been exercising all my life, from youth all the way through. And I turn 64 next week, so I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
Yeah, good for you. I love hearing that. So do you have a favorite race or experience or something like that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, the favorite race I have is the Gate River Run, which is the United States Champion 15K, held here in Jacksonville, anywhere from 15 to 20,000 people. I typically get qualified so I can get in the front rows. When I say the front rows, they put them in stalls because there's a lot of people there, but it is quite a run. If they have bands playing throughout, it's just fun. Sometimes I do it competitively. Sometimes I just do it to just take in all of the crazy people that are out there rooting us on, offering us beer, mimosas, donuts, whatever you want. And the bands are fun. The bands are great. And there's bands lined up for literally 9.3 miles cheering you on. And it's quite an ordeal. And then I would say along with it, the MS ride that is done out of Jacksonville, out of Ponte Vedra, and all the way down to Daytona, spend the night and come back. That's quite an event, because actually there we're giving to people. We're giving to help people that have MS. And that's very, very exhilarating to think that I have an opportunity to help fundraise and give back to the community of people that desperately need our help.
Yeah, excellent. Good. Good for you. Anything you want to leave with our listeners about how to get active, what they might be able to do to get on their start to physical fitness?
Well, again, I agree with Lauren. Getting with other people really helps you. In fact, I've done several competitions when it comes to either losing body fat, losing weight. I mean, there's every one of us want to be more fit. I mean, the truth be known, people want to look good, and they want to look good into their later years so that they can have mobility. So I really encourage, the gyms are really great opportunities to help people. They've got trainers involved there. You can get with people that really know what they're doing, that'll help you to get involved and get active and have fun. The reality of this is it's all about having fun. Don't make it a drudgery. Enjoy life. Enjoy exercise. I listened to a lady the other day, a nutritionist, well-known national nutritionist, and she said it like this: exercise is medicine for the body. And I love that quote. So I want to leave that with you guys. People are on all kinds of medicine. Start exercising and drop the medicine.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, just every trip starts with the first step and just making that commitment and getting started. All right, dude. Brian Moss, tell us your favorite form of exercise.
Well, I have two forms of energy that kind of drive my lifestyle, my healthy lifestyle. One is my family. And I'll talk about them second, actually. But the second thing, and this is what drives me day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out, it's a men's group called F3, Fitness Fellowship Faith. It is a men's peer-led workout group. It was founded in Charlotte about 11 years ago, and the goal of F3 is to plant, grow, and serve small workout groups for men for the reinvigoration of male community leadership. There is a sister organization called FIA, Females in Action, that do the same thing, but I got tagged 6-7 years ago by some leaders in our scout troop to start showing up to some F3 workouts. So they're a mixture of boot camps, you can go to running-based ones, you can go to weight-based ones. They're all outdoors, they're all peer-led in a rotating fashion. Doesn't matter, heat, cold, winter, summer, I'm out there I actually prefer this time of year. It gets hot to do it in the summer. I'd much rather be up at 5:30 in the morning when it's 40 degrees, 30 degrees exercising than when it's 70 degrees and sweltering heat. So they're led in rotating fashion. We all end in a circle of trust, but the value of it for me is, one, it holds me accountable to get up out of bed every day. And so I usually go to 2-3, sometimes 4 F3 workouts a week, rotating between boot camp style and running-based ones. And so that's been the fuel to kind of drive me. And F3, I've met so many great connections just with people here in Greensboro. You're motivated when you're up, out, exercising and running with 15, 20 guys in the gloom, so to speak. And it just drives us to get up, come back, see everybody again. The client connections have been awesome as well. I have invited clients out. I've met clients. We got home builders. We have contractors. We have bankers. We have attorneys. So it just depends any given day. You start talking to somebody. If you go to different workout sites across the community, you're going to start talking and meeting somebody. And F3, they're really international now, but they're nationwide. So that is what drives me, you know, to get up, get out, stay trained, stay active. I need that. I will say F3's mission is really for the guys in their 30s to 50s that kind of lose their shape, lose their will to exercise, and kind of get in that spin of working and family, and they lose those friendship connections. And I lost that. I mean, in my 30s, early 40s, when my kids were young and I was starting up my career at ECS, I lost fitness. I lost connection to staying fit, staying healthy, and really through my teens, 20s, I was pretty good at it. And then once I settled into my career and my family life, I got away from it. But really, F3 has kind of kept me consistent with that. And the other part of that is my family. I have a wife, Andrea, a daughter, Carly, who's in graduate school at the University of Maryland, and a son, Daniel, who's at Western Carolina University. But ever since the fourth grade, they both got involved in what they call GoFar races, which is for elementary school kids designed to get them to come out and train to go on. And this is a national organization to get kids interested in running and walking for a 5K race. And it started with my daughter in the fourth grade. And then my son jumped in, and really for the last 10, 15 years, it's just been a source of our family strength. So I'm not one that's going to run 30, 40 miles a week, but I find balance in running and hiking and being with my family and going to F3 workouts. We've visited 46 state capitals and 25 national parks. So one of the motivation for us staying healthy is we like to get out, we like to travel, we like to see places, go on day hikes. So I kind of see it as a lifestyle. So my family and F3 kind of drive me to be able to do that.
Yeah, great. Thanks for sharing that with us. And especially F3, you never know on these podcasts, and Julie will attest to this. I mean, we're always surprised the things we learn either about our folks or what their interests are, things like that. And my son is actually very active in F3 here in Charlotte. So it is a great organization. And I know it's helped him a lot, too, not only exercise, but the people he's met and the fellowships he's developed as well, too. So, Julie, you're not getting off the hook here. You know, I've known Julie for, I don't know, we've worked together probably close to 10 years. And I know she's really active, too. You know, you're part of this. What's your favorite form of exercise?
Oh, geez. I should have known that. I was going to be on the spot. So I grew up as a gymnast and a dancer. And so physical activity has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. So right now, my favorite form of exercise is I'm a member at Orange Theory Fitness. And I know several other colleagues are as well. And so that involves running, rowing, and lifting weights. Yeah, I'm like Lauren and you guys, I like all the things. I like lifting and I like cardio.
All right. During the next Summer Olympics, if you want to experience something you've never seen in your life, when the gymnastics competition is on, either before, during, or after, FaceTime with Julie. I'm telling you, she is so excited, and she tells you every detail about what's going on, and especially this past year with what happened at the Olympics and you know, all the stuff that was going on. And Julie would come in every day, and she'd give me a blow-by-blow description. So, yeah, so for our listeners, yeah, Julie's quite an accomplished gymnast.
I will wake up at 3 a.m. and watch it live. Whatever the local time was, I will wake up. I will watch that sport live. Yep, don't want it ruined by social media. So I have to see it first.
Yeah, and so she would come in, and you could imagine it was, you know, it was overseas, and she had dreary eyes every day. But, man, she really did. She told me the intimate details about what was going on and what they're doing. I'm like, really? I had no idea. Yeah, it was really cool. So just remember that next Summer Olympics, call up Julie. She'll let you know what's going on with the gymnastics. Okay, so we're going to start wrapping this up, and we always finish with one final question. So we'll start with you, Lauren. What fills your cup?
Nature. Getting outside. Live in Chicago, so there's not too much nature. So I usually try and plan at least one day a week to get out to the forest preserves to go for a hike with my dog.
Nice, nice. Do you spend much time down at Lake Michigan?
Lake Michigan's weird. It's a little far to be going over there. There's no parking. So unless I'm running over, planning a really long run to get over there, I don't usually head over there that often.
Yeah.
It's a good resource if you live close to it, though.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Mike Gruber, what fills your cup?
People. I love people. I just love being around them, love talking to them, love learning from them, love hearing their experiences, love connecting. I think the biggest thing about with exercise is the people that you're involved with, what you learn from them. It's amazing what you can learn during a run or a ride or whatever. I love people.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good. And Brian Moss, what fills your cup?
Balance. A balanced lifestyle. Hard work, hard play, traveling the country the way my family has. It inspires us every year to take a trip and plan for it. But I do enjoy meeting people, spending time with people, making connections with people. But for me, it's about a balanced lifestyle at this point. Staying fit, staying healthy, staying active, but working hard along the way.
Yeah, nice. Very good. So, Julie, before we sign off, any final questions or comments for Lauren, Mike, or Brian?
Sure. You know, I always have to have a few. Mike, this question is for you. I have run 6 half marathons before in my previous life, but I've always been intrigued about cycling, but I'm a little overwhelmed with all the equipment that you need to try and start cycling. So what would you recommend to someone who's like, oh, I might be interested in that, but there's, you know, some hurdles to get through in terms of getting a bike and all the other stuff?
Boy, that's a great question. I got brought into cycling probably in 2009. And I had no idea, I'm just warning you, Julie, how expensive it can be. But it doesn't have to be. But if you hang around people that are cyclists, it can be very expensive. But I would go to a local recommended bike shop and have a conversation with them. They're professionals. They will set you up with the right equipment because there's a lot of equipment that goes into cycling. And, you know, I mean, and the sky's the limit. I'll be honest with you. I mean, you can have power meters. You can have carbon fiber. You can have, the sky's the limit and the cost is the limit too. I mean, I've got friends that spend 20 grand on a bike, but you don't have to. My first bike I bought for $600 and I rode it for at least 5 years, but it's a great sport. I love it. I love being out. Again, with Lauren, one of the reasons I love to run and I love to cycle is both of them are outdoors. I don't run on a treadmill very often. I will take an outdoor run in a heartbeat over being on a treadmill or in the gym. Now, I do lift weights in the gym, but cycling gets me outdoor. I see things. I mean, just the other day, I was riding and 4 deer cut right in front of us. I mean, you know, that's what I love to live for. I love nature. I love getting out there. Cycling is a great sport, and it's great to do with people.
Yeah, love it. Okay, now I know where I need to go next weekend. I want to start biking with you. Okay, Lauren, you talked about, I don't even remember, how many Tough Mudders have you done? How many Warrior Dashes have you done? a lot.
I'm checking my trophy wall behind me to count. I think I'm at 7 or 8 warrior dashes, not including, I'm going to be tooting my own horn here, but I usually, like Mike, I do the competitive waves for Warrior Dash. So I actually did one where a couple where I've qualified for the world championships of the obstacle course races.
Awesome.
So that's just 7 Warrior Dashes, the world championships. I think I've done 5 Tough Mudders now, I believe. A couple Ragnar relays, which are 24-hour races with the team, which is what ECS sponsored back in September. I've done a few half marathons. I haven't done a full marathon yet, but I want that experience like Mike was talking about with his race, the 15K, where the whole marathon is just lined with crazy people like offering Bloody Marys. And it's the Chicago Marathon is fantastic. Biking races, triathlons. I literally have a trophy wall behind me. All the medals I've done.
So your Tough Mudders and your Warrior Dashes, you know, that's more than just, in quotes, just running, right? Like they're those obstacle courses that you were talking about. How do you train for those? Like what does that look like? How did you get started in that?
It starts with running. I mean, you need to have the endurance to be able to complete it. That's first and foremost. Like if you can, I shouldn't even say you have to be able to run it, because most of those races, you don't have to run anything. You have to be able to finish, at least cross the line. Then it's being able to do some what I call technical training. So there's different ways to do it, but I personally use Nike Plus Training Club. It's a free app that has really good, basically coach-led workouts, that anything from mobility to strength training to HIIT workouts, upper body work, anything that focuses on being able to incorporate balance as well as hand-eye coordination and strength. It's anything that kind of you can figure out. Some people use CrossFit to figure that out. That part of it is up to you. That's one thing that I do to train. But to build up the strength, as I was saying earlier, is I do the strength training in the winter, so I can get really strong in the winter, do my technical training in the spring, and then in the summer, I just focus on my endurance, because endurance doesn't last as long as strength does. That's how I train for them.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's awesome. Awesome. Okay, Brian, my question for you. So I know you've done the Ragnar Relay before. You've done several other races. I know you participated in Light the Night recently, earlier this fall, which was a walk and a fundraiser. What's next for you? Do you know? What's next? What's coming down the pipe?
Well, our motivation probably this summer for my family will be New Mexico and Arizona. So we'll start training for touring and walking and running and hiking. We'll probably take 10, 12 days this summer and go out there and hit the national parks, state parks. We'll hit both state capitals. And I'll actually start training for that now, really, because when we go on a hike or when we go on a trip like that, we're running and hiking easily 80 to 100 miles during the trip, just in total. So that's kind of what fuels me again is my family. But I use F3 throughout the year to keep me motivated, to keep me fit. I will do the Light to Night event again next year. I think we'll have better participation with it being, hopefully we'll be out of this COVID. It was, we did our fundraising, our team fundraising. Julie, thanks for your help with that. We were able to raise $5,500 to the Light to Night campaign, and that's just my first year of trying. So awesome. we'll get some more momentum for that. It's for Leukemia and Lymphoma Cancer Society, and we just had a great time doing it. They could not do the walk live. It's usually a 3-mile walk. They couldn't do it live this year because of the COVID risks, and you're dealing with immune compromised individuals that walk these. So next year, it'll feel like what it should be, but it was still a great event and glad we participated. And then we're always active with Run the Runway at PTI with different events. You know, some people in our office are prone to go golfing when those trade association golfing events come up. I'm the guy that raises my hand when it's a charity run, a charity walk, 5K run with a client. You know, when we get pulled in on those from great clients, I'm the one who raises my hand and volunteers to take the lead on those. So I'm going to continue doing that and find ways to plug into the community and just keep that connection to our clients, to our market. And there's a side benefit in that we all stay healthy while doing it too.
Sweat working. That's what
yes.
I call it.
Yes. Yes.
Networking and sweating.
Yes.
Amen.
No better way to build a relationship than sweat working.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Awesome. All right. Those are all my questions. I'm done.
We'll go ahead and wrap this up before we close. Any final comments or, burning shares from the group? Anything you guys want to add?
One quick thing I would like to share. It reminded me of the comment made earlier about how people help you. My first marathon I ran was 2002, and I had not run, trained for it, only by running a half marathon. But I was in really good shape, and it was the first part of the marathon. I ran 7:30 pace. The second part, I about died because it was like 38 degrees in Jacksonville. But an older gentleman who was about 10 years older than I kept pushing me, and I made it. And I ended up running 3:46, which was, I thought, was really good for my first marathon. But I would have never finished had it not been for that older gentleman.
Awesome.
The one thing I would add is for the ECS employees, because we encourage everyone to build relationships with clients, project managers, everyone, use workouts as a way to connect with clients. It's a really good way. It's a benefit for both of you. It really builds a strong relationship, and it's something to use to your advantage. Find a workout that you both like. Skiing is a good thing in the winter if you're in an area with snow. Golfing is a good thing. Runs. There's a lot of our client companies that actually host 5K runs as fundraisers. Yeah. Find our clients that do that and participate. It's a really good way to build, meet people and build relationships.
Yeah, great advice and well said.
I would say for those listening, start slow. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You don't build a healthy lifestyle by suddenly thinking you're going to get out and run 5-6 miles every day. No, do what your body will allow you to do. Make sure whether you're working out with a client or just trying to get motivated, just do what your body will allow you to do. But keep at it. Find connections, find a friend, find a group, join a gym, whatever it is. Just keep at it because it's a lifestyle. It's not a 1 month diet plan. So just keep working at it and do as your body's able to do. I'm telling you, I am not the fastest F3 guy out there, but everybody circles back for the slowest. You probably hear this term in the military. I've got your six. I've got your back. Yeah. F3 is about having your back. And some days you might be the slowest because there are some running groups that I tell you, they're 7-6 minute mile people. And I'm trugging away at my 9 minute mile pace in the back, just trying to keep up. And they always come back and circle for you. So find a group that is a positive lightning to keep you going, keep you energized, keep you coming out. Because if you can build a lifestyle of work and balance, it'll pay off and you'll be much healthier as you age, like some of us on this call are doing. That's it.
That's great. I love it. Well, listen, outstanding conversation today, outstanding session. As always, Julie, thanks for, getting this set up and the questions and Lauren, Mike and Brian. I really appreciate y'all taking time out of your busy schedules and your exercise schedules as well, too. Spend time with us and share, why movement, why exercise, why connecting with people this way is so important for you all. And I'm sure this is going to go a long way towards not only providing motivation for our listeners, but to really just helping everybody. So thanks again. Thanks for participating. I hope everybody listening today got a lot out of this. And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening to Coffee Talk from the ground up. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have an idea on future topics, guests, or are up for a round of call, You can call me, text me, email me. Just get in touch with me, and I'll get it to Julie, and we'll get it set up.
And for those of you that don't want to play golf and you may hate talking on the phone, that's okay. You can send us an email at ecsmarketing@ecslimited.com. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode.
Thanks, Julie. Here's to having a great day.